Omnes generationes, all generations, a powerful phrase in the Magnificat set by Bach, and many feel the composer makes us experience the unending of the generations. And it's very likely that singers in the Scranton area who have come together over the decades have actually sung these words in the Magnificat, Omnes generationes, all generations. As it happens, the Catholic Choral Society actually has a concert series titled Generations Sing in its 16th year, celebrating multi-generational singing and ecumenical diversity. Co-presidents of the Catholic Choral Society, Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, and music director Anne Manganiello paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about the Generation Sings concert, and that's Saturday, November 12th at St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton. And they also bring us news of the history of the ensemble.
The Catholic Choral Club, as it was called then, started back in the 1920s. I believe the priest name was Father Byrne, who was stationed, I think he was director of music at the cathedral at the time. And for reasons that I am not aware of, the club didn't function around the end of the 30s. And along came Norbert Betty. Norbert was in the army, and when he was discharged, this would be in the late 40s, he didn't see why the Catholic Choral Club couldn't be resurrected, and the rest is history. We have come a long way since then. We have sung in all parts of northeastern Pennsylvania. The highlight of our existence, I think, was traveling to Europe to sing at a German choral festival, and it was a great experience. Getting back to Mr. Betty, he was the director and founder of the Catholic Choral Society, you could say, because it had gone out of business early. And I think reasonably I could say that he was one of the fathers of choral music in northeastern Pennsylvania. He was the choral director at the University of Scranton for the Scranton Singers. That's where I first came in contact with him. And he worked with opera. He staged a full opera of Carmen at the Masonic Temple. And he was the choir director at his church, St. James and Jessup. That's a lot of directing and conducting.
Brenda, we always want to ask you about the mission of the society, because there is a big commitment to young people and the cultivation of young singers.
One of the main focuses of our organization and our concerts especially is to foster the growth of music in arts and education with children of basically all generations, hence the name of this particular performance being the Generations Sing, with this being our 16th year. So we always like to have young elementary children, middle school children, high school, and then college students sing, and then we consider ourselves the old folks, but in a very young and loving way. But it is very important for us to foster the music and the growth in them, and to let them be aware that it is a lifelong, beautiful thing that we have, our voice, and to be able to sing well into your adulthood and to have enjoyment in life. And if you ask many people, you know, what they can do to feel better, eliminate stress, a lot of people say that they love to listen to music and to sing. So we hope to foster that at this concert, and we certainly hope to enlighten the eyes of the young who are singing with us, and also for those who are in the audience.
And tell us who'll be with you first, and then introduce us to some of the pieces.
Well, we first have our third graders that are performing from Moscow. They're called the Moscow Melodies, from Moscow Elementary Center, and they are directed by Michelle Conaboy, and their accompanist is Danny Marks. And they are going to be performing I Am the Earth and Funga Alafia, an African piece, and also Believe. And following them, we will have our Valley View fifth grade chorus, and they are going to be directed by Stacy Whitaker, and her daughter is going to accompany her group, Catherine Whitaker, who is also an outstanding musician. And they are going to perform I Pledge Allegiance by Rollo Dilworth, Grateful for the Little Things, which is perfect for the Thanksgiving season, Joshua Fit the Battle, and they will conclude with Peace Song, which combines with We Shall Overcome. And actually, we like to have a combined piece with all of our choruses. But our third graders are going to be leaving shortly after they perform, and so they're going to have a combined piece too. They and our fifth graders are going to be in the sanctuary area, and we are all going to sing with them Praise, Praise, Praise the Lord, which is an upbeat piece. And then we're going to have our fifth graders perform. They will be followed by the Greater Nanticoke Area High School Chorus, and they are directed by Alan Rutkowski, and Brad Bunnell is their percussionist for that day. And they are going to perform Celebrate This Day Together, Shout Alleluia, All Around the World Tonight, and then they have two African pieces, and then they're going to follow with that with Stoda La Pumpa, which is a Polish folk song. I remember singing that when we were in grade school, Stoda La Pumpa.
We sang that at the University of Scranton Singers years ago.
And then our college group is from King's College, the Cantores Christi Regis, and Robert Jankowski is their director. They're going to perform Light of a Clear Blue Morning by Dolly Parton. And then Come Thou Almighty King, arranged by Reverend Timothy Wright. And then they will conclude with Only in Sleep by Eriks Eisenvalls. And then we, the adults, are going to perform our Catholic Choral Society. And Jean Shields is our outstanding accompanist. Monica Spishock will also be accompanying us on percussion. We are going to begin with Rodgers and Hammerstein's It's a Grand Night for Singing. So what better way than to make a statement, because that's what it is. It's a great night for singing, and that is from State Fair. And then we're going to perform God of the Ages, which is arranged by Carl Johangen, but it speaks so much of the generations, even the first phrase. Lord, you have been our stronghold from one generation to another. Oh God, our help in ages past. So that just speaks so well of the generations concert, with all the generations performing. Then we are going to sing Psalm 150, which is based on Psalm 150, and there are only 150, and this happens to be the final of the 150, and it's a total psalm of praise. Praise God with your cymbals, with your instruments, with your singing, and it says con brio with a lot of vim and vigor. So it's a very energetic, it's a modern, contemporary presentation of a psalm. We have to get those mouths moving because it could be a tongue twister at times too, but we love it. And then we're going to sing Swingin' with the Saints, a spiritual, and it starts off like a typical gospel spiritual, but it changes several different modes as we're going along and styles. And then it goes into the ladies, and the men have the solo part, and the ladies become like the little backup choir, so answering the men. Then there's a jazz part of it too, where it goes into cut time. And then it goes back and forth, the interplay between the ladies and the men, who has the melody, who has the offbeats, back and forth. And we're answering each other, and then it's a great crescendo at the end. And then our concluding song, so appropriate for this time of the year too, America the Beautiful Overlay, it's called. And so our chorus starts off with America the Beautiful. And then we have an octet, two on each part, and they are performing the overlay. It has different words to America the Beautiful, and it just has such beautiful harmonies. And Brenda is one of our altos that is singing with the octet. And then that will combine with the America the Beautiful with our chorus. And so they are laid over that other melody. And it's just a beautiful interplay of the two melodies coming together. And also, November 12th is our concert, and that's so close to Veterans Day as well.
You'll get together and then have a final where everyone's involved.
Yes, then all the choruses. It's kind of like Sense Around Sound, because we will be standing in the aisle, some of our groups, and performing right to the audience all around the whole cathedral. And it's just a gorgeous sound, and we are going to conclude with an African piece, Tumekuya Kuimba, and that is We Have Come to Sing. And it really builds up. It's got a great crescendo, and it's certainly going to be a highlight.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Anne Manganiello, music director of the Catholic Choral Society, with Brenda Grunza, who is the president, and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, who is president emeritus. And they are speaking with us about the annual Generations Sing concert, the 16th of that series, and it's November 12th, Sunday evening at 7:30 at St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton. For more information, on the web, catholiccoralsociety.org, catholiccoralsociety.org. There is no admission charge, though they will accept a free will offering.
For more information, you can check them on Facebook or CatholicChoralSociety.org, CatholicChoralSociety.org. It's November 12th, 7:30. That's a Sunday evening at St. Peter's Cathedral, Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. For more information on the web, CatholicChoralSociety.org.
They all go marching all over heaven for eternity.